Where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny 101.3.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Power Field in Humboldt, Nebraska. I'm John Nix, along with Lucas Preschel tonight, bringing you this Class D1 eight-man district game between the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans on their homecoming evening here in Humboldt. And, of course, Johnson County Central, they are 1-3 on the year, been pretty close to having a better record, but 1-3 right now. HTRS coming in 2-2, looking to get to a third win of the season. Both of these teams are teams that are improving as they go through this year. For JCC, their second year back in eight-man football, and still, even at that point, Lucas, I think you're probably still doing some learning about things.
Yeah, just just trying to stay in the game and, you know, make some good plays on offense, make stops on D, put points on the board like we heard in the pregame show, and, you know, just try to get a win and get back in the saddle and try to get to those playoffs and do some damage.
Now, let's give you a little rundown of what's going on here tonight on Sunny 101.3. It is JCC at HTRS. You can hear our game live on the internet at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button and pick KLZA. That's our actual name. And tonight we are happy to be lending our broadcast of our radio broadcast to the Johnson County Central Strive team, and they do a great job, so we're always happy to work with them and provide some little noise to their broadcast tonight. Over on KTNC tonight, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM, Randy Gatula and Troy Nelson are up at Johnson. They are bringing you the battle of 2-3-1 teams. They're both ranked in the top 10 in D2. Johnson Brock, 3-1. Sacred Heart, 3-1. That game about ready to get underway up at Johnson tonight. Randy Gatula and Troy Nelson up there. So, again, their game on the World Wide Web as well. MSCSports.net. Hit the listen live button when it drops down and gives you all of our radio stations. For that one, you pick KTNC. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups tonight here for this ball game. We'll start with Johnson County Central. They are coached by first-year head coach at JCC, Ryan Houghton. He will go with this lineup tonight. Up front at one end will be John Duncan, 175 and a senior. The other end is Keegan Jones, a 180-pound freshman. The offensive lineman tonight will be Phil Coffin, a 230-pound senior. Bert Burboa, 275 pounds and a senior. And the other offensive lineman, Rod Rivera, 255 pounds and a senior. That's a big offensive line for the Thunderbirds. In the backfield, quarterback Trey Holhus, 195-pound senior. At fullback, Cam Schuster, 190-pound junior. And at I-back is Logan Barris Carney, 145 and a senior. He is the starting running back tonight for Johnson County Central.
Going up against him on the defensive side for HTRS in the all-blue uniforms at 1D lineman is Riken Davis, a 6'2", 250-pound junior. Another one on the D-line, Ty Falks, who's a 6-foot, 285-pound junior. And also Hunter Fry, a senior at 150 pounds. At the middle linebacker position is Hunter Bowling, 185-pound freshman. And the outside linebackers, Brant Leach, who's a 170-pound junior, and also Aiden Worthy, who is 189-pound senior. Probably hear a lot of his name tonight. In the defensive back, one safety, 140-pound sophomore, J.J. McQueen, and alongside him is Nick Knudsen, who's a 135-pound senior.
Offensively tonight, when the Titans have the ball, Coach Lemke will go with these fellows up front. Alex Koziel, 180 and a sophomore. Ty Fawkes, 285 and a junior, and Ryan Davis, Rankin Davis, 250-pound junior. At the tight end spots, Hunter Fry, 150 and a senior, Nick Knutson, 135 and a senior. In the backfield, Brant Leach, 6'270-pound senior. At the quarterback spot tonight, have the I-back, J.J. McQueen, 140-pound sophomore. And the fullback is Aiden Worthy, 189-pound senior. He's like, apparently, what I'm hearing, like trying to tackle a bowling ball.
On the other side of the ball for Johnson County, on the defensive side, they'll run a 4-2 set at the tackle positions. A 230-pound senior, Phil Kaufman, and in the middle with him there, Roberto Barboa is a 275-pound senior. At the DN positions, Nolan Wellensick is a 205-pound freshman. And let's see, and Rodrigo Rivera, 255-pound senior. At the linebacker positions is Cam Schuster, 190-pound junior, and Trey Holtis, 195-pound senior. In the D-backs, John Duncan, 175-pound senior, and Logan Carnegie, 145-pound senior.
Well, the two teams are out there finishing up their warm-ups. We just got seconds up to go here on the clock here tonight at Power Field. And then we'll have some pregame festivities, the introduction of the lineups, the national anthem, and such all going on here. It is homecoming for the Titans tonight. I understand they're going to be crowning the rally following the football game here tonight. So we'll have a regular halftime. And looks like the weather is going to hold. We had light rain when we arrived in Humboldt a little past 5:30. And it stopped shortly thereafter, so it's a really nice night. Where is the flag, Lucas? Once we put it down here in the corner, or it's not
far left. It's still.
That's right. Yeah, hanging straight down. So no wind tonight. H Stress likes to throw the ball a little bit this year. Not something we've seen a lot of over the Titans over the years, but it sounds like this year the air attack is part of the game plan. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with more of our pregame information on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Power Field, where we're getting set for the kickoff here tonight. They've introduced the JCC players. The Titans are about to get introduced next year at the football field tonight. Lots of football action. This is the district opener for a lot of teams. A few teams have already played a district game, but not everybody. Fall City opens their district season tonight. The Tigers at home back at Jeff Brown Stadium tonight, taking on the Fairbury Chefs. That's back at Jake Brown again. We should be getting some score updates from that game. Pass along to everybody as the night goes here. Lucas, this is a kind of football weather. We're ready for this. This is nice.
This is the football weather that you're looking for. 2 weeks ago, we went up to Bruning to watch the Irish take on BDS, and it was a hot one. And you know, you just look forward to this type of weather. This is what football is all about. It's going to be a fun football weekend. Huskers looked pretty good last week down in Norman, so you're looking for them to take care of business at Michigan State. And perfect weather for football. It just reminds you of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a big football weekend. High school football tonight on Sunday and KTNC tomorrow. The Huskers on KTNC, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM tomorrow. Then the Chiefs on Sunday 101.3 on Sunday afternoon. Any predictions for the Chiefs?
Yeah, well, today I was watching a little ESPN, and there wasn't anyone that picked the Chargers, although the Chargers got a stud quarterback in Herbert that maybe someday will give the Chiefs problems, but everyone in the world knows that we got the best one in the business in Mahomes.
Just need to tackle somebody.
That's right. Defense needs to give up less points.
That will certainly be a big help if they can get that accomplished. Anyway, we're going to have time here. We're going to take one more 60-second timeout here, and we'll be back. John Scotty Central at HTRS after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts from many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer's school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City, good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And they're going to have the play of the National Anthem by the HTRS Pep Band here tonight at Power Field. Johnson County Central won the toss and said, give us the football. Lucas, you know, we went for years, and everybody that won the toss said, we're going on defense first. I've seen a lot of this year where everybody wants the football. Scoring up that much?
Well, I think offenses have just changed and adapted. When I was in high school about 20-ish years ago, it was a run-heavy offense. That was just kind of the way football was played. Shoot. And when football was invented, there wasn't even a forward pass. But it seems like, you know, you get these athletes out in space, and these coaches have adapted. You know, the wildcat offense, you know, about 10 to 15 years ago was implemented. Shotgun now. A lot of these colleges are running some of these spread offenses. It doesn't necessarily adapt to the NFL as much, but even the NFL is a pass-heavy league. And it's trickled down to the high school level.
High school football in Nebraska still tries to follow what Nebraska does, so we see a lot more passing and that type of offense now than we saw a lot of eye for a lot of years. HTRS will go right to left toward the east goal line here in the first quarter tonight. Lennox Sadlo is teeing it up. And they will be kicking away here, back deep. We'll have to see who's back there. They did not give you those numbers. So, we'll catch him. Here's the kick. It's a kick that's going to come down. Picked up at the 11-yard line. Back up the field with the football comes John Duncan. Duncan breaks away from one set of tackles. He's out across the 25-yard line. And he will have a first down and 10 for JCC. At their own 26-yard line. Pretty good return there.
Pretty good return. Hunter Bowling for HTRS got a hand on him, slowed him up. He was able to get maybe just a couple of yards after that. But credit number 5, Bowling, for making the first initial hit.
Ball's on the right side hash mark, near north side of the field. trade Whole Foods, 195-pound senior quarterback, under center, lined him up in the eye to start the ball game. Cam Schuster, the fullback, turn and give the ball off to Barris Carnegie. And Carnegie, he's a little fella. He's listed 145 pounds. I remember basketball season last year. I would have never guessed he was that big. And he'll pick up 70 yards right up the middle.
Yeah, just a straight ISO to the right side. Everyone doing their job. And Brad Leach with the stop after about a 7-yard gain.
Quickly out of the huddle. Here come the T-Birds over the football again, lined up in the eye. Ball to his turn. We'll try him again. Carnegie this time, straight ahead, and he'll be, I think, good for the first down.
Yep, they're moving the chains forward. Worthy was there from his outside linebacker position to make the stop and just fell forward for the first down.
Gain of four on the play. First down of the ball game for the Thunderbirds. Play coming in from the sideline here. Lead them up over the football. The big offensive line now for the Thunderbirds. For Boa at center. Now we're in a shotgun set with a couple of wings and an ace set. Altius calls a long snap. He's going to run it over the right side. Breaks free. They got him around the ankle. He's trying to drag tacklers with him. He'll be across midfield down to the 37-yard line. A gain of about five on the play. Maybe we'll give him six.
HTRS running a 3-3 defense, and Worthy's in that outside linebacker spot. He was able to shed the blocker and make the play at the ankles.
Second down for the game, early first quarter. Minute and a half gone by. It's second down at the 37 of the Titans. Now back in the eye, Cam Schuster, 190-pound fullback. Right behind the quarterback in the eye. Snap, good, back, and it's Barris Carnegie. And he tried to bounce to the outside, and somebody got him by his ankle and knocked him down. I'm not sure he made it back to the line of scrimmage. Very close.
Interesting little counter design there. Sometimes, you know, you set these counters up all game, and then, you know, got one little play in your back pocket that offsets it for a big gain. We'll see if that comes down the line. The Hunter Fry on the tackle there from his right outside linebacker position. Staying home. He didn't bite on the counter.
Loss of one on the play. Makes it third down and five. Clock continues to move here. The ball's in the center of the field this time. Maybe a little bit to the left of center. Get an offset eye, it looks like here. Holthus under center. Turns, and he'll fake the handoff. He's looking to throw, and he pulls it down. He's going to run. He gets away from one man, and he'll have first down yardage down to the just shy of the 30-yard line. We'll call it the 30-yard line. A gain of seven and a first down for the quarterback, GCC.
That play right there was identical to the previous play. They ran the same counter, and the halfback is just a fake play action. Tried to set up the pass, but Grant Lee was able to get into the backfield and make the first hit. He didn't get the end of the tackle, but they foiled the pass play.
Sixth play of the drive coming up here. A couple of first downs so far for the Thunderbirds. They'll line up again in an offset pie. Altius, point left, under center. Back, gives it off to Barris Carnegie, straight ahead, and the young man pulls out of a tackler or two, and straight ahead for about four, we'll call it 5 yards on the play again.
Well, he is fast, he hits the hole real quick. Worthy and Fry there to make the tackle, give him a half tackle each.
So the offensive line getting the job done up front for the T-Birds at this point. Logan Barris Carnegie out of the ball game. Different back coming in there here. We'll have to check to see who they brought in here. Second and five from the 25. No back in there. Okay. Schuster's lined up on the left, and now we've got a timeout call. Sun comes out. Timeout T-Birds. They'll be second and five and return in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
the tri-state region's Sunny 101.3.
Exactly. I mean, just some good stuff.
The top 30 seconds of the ball game right now belongs to Johnson County Central. They call the timeout. They face second and five from the 25-yard line here with 8:16 to go. And the Sun popped out. We got enough clouds to pass. The Sun popped out. It won't be out too long, but the gentleman in the white hat and the striped shirt down there is trying to shade his eyes looking straight west right now. So he shouldn't be calling any penalties, right, for a while?
No, you wouldn't take that.
Back here facing that set, you can't see a penalty. All right, line them up in a shotgun set. Two backs set off to the left side of the backfield. Holke is going to run that way. Now stops, now goes again. First down and more inside the 20. Down to the 16-yard line, a gain of nine.
Gain of nine, and just kept turning those legs. Trying to get a number there and see that tackler, but I missed it.
Paul Hughes is a good running back. With everything I said, I was talking to some of the coaches, and he said, you know, if he wasn't our best quarterback, he might be our best running back. But 195-pound senior back there, doing a good job so far. To line him up in the gun. This time he puts two backs to the right side of the formation. He'll run that side. There's nobody there to give it to. He's going to turn the corner. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. Is there a face mask?
I thought I saw two. I mean, I didn't see the head jerk too much, but no flag on the play.
Inside the 10 and down to the 7-yard line, a gain of 9. It looked like somebody's hand slipped up there to the face mask. You hold these that time, but the officials are right there. They're closer than we are.
Could have just maybe been an accidental.
Might have went slipping by.
Yep.
Overall, the referees generally do a pretty darn good job. Of course, it's our job to, you know, pick on them once in a while. All right, this time we'll put a wing to the left, we're running back, and Holby's going to keep it. He rolls left, he gets a block, and he extends the ball. Touchdown, JCC on their first possession of the ball game, and they take a little over 5 minutes off the clock.
Yeah, just move over on the left side. It's basically a sprint so you can get to that pylon the first, and he was faster. He had the angle and walked in untouched.
Great, Holby, this is an 8-yard touchdown run, makes it 6-0. A 9-play drive covering 54 yards for the Thunderbirds.
Interesting little tidbit here. They've elected to take the ball on the left hash for the 2-point conversion.
I'll line them up. Two running backs to the right side of the blockers. Holt Hughes going to run that way. He has nowhere to go but straight ahead, and he is going to waltz into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. 8-0 Thunderbirds with 6:57 to go in the first, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jay or Tasha there, or see Weston Witt in Ball City.
First score of the game comes with 6:57 left in the first quarter. It was an 8-yard run by Holt Hughes. 9-play, 54-yard drive. Holt Hughes was in for the 2-point conversion, 8-0, JCC.
Kicking the ball off is going to be Terry True. Terry True, the kicker. Titans will have, I believe that will be back there, J.J. McQueen, I believe number one. Here's the kill. It's a lefty, and the ball is rolling out of bounds at the 30-yard line. I was looking for somebody running right out in the middle of the field. The kicker left foot, and he lined it up over here on the right side, and about missed the whole thing.
Yeah, they can accept the penalty and just take the ball at the 25, or they can send them back 5 yards to re-kick. Went out at the 22, and so I think, I think that's the right call.
Kick it again, they say. McQueen. Queen now will move up to about the 12-yard line. And once again, Terry True, ready to move the ball, is on the left hash mark. And get about a 9-yard run at it here. Gets the signal to go. And here he comes. And this one's up in the air, end over end. It's going to be picked up to the 19, 25, 30, around the right side goes McQueen. A flag comes in, and McQueen's still on his feet, gang tackled to midfield, but it's not going to end up that far up the field, probably a block in the back or a clip.
Yeah, it looks like a block in the back. I think it might have been a block in the back on Bowling, but I couldn't tell if the JCC player actually turned on him. I thought he was going to get a pancake block, but the ref thinks different. Here we are picking on him.
Oh, yeah. We're going to mark it back from the 30-yard line. So HTRS will get the ball first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So pretty good return, nullified by the penalty.
Yeah, net 5-yard loss if they would have taken the original penalty on the kickoff.
Yep. Brant Leach in there at quarterback. There's a light pole right in my way, Lucas. Here comes a man in motion. And they'll hand the ball to Worthy straight ahead. And Aiden Worthy, they have him corralled and pushed into the backfield. That doesn't happen very often with Aiden Worthy.
No, there's a couple on the stop there. Looks like Schuster and Wellensick teamed up to stop him almost right at the line. Looks like it may be a 1-yard gain.
Call it second down and 9 at the 21-yard line. A varied offense here for the Titans this year. On the quarterback up, under center, comes a motion man around. That's McQueen. Toss in the ball, run the left side. He's got blockers in front of him. He got a good block, and they cover the inside out, and they're batting him around like a pinball right around the first down marker. But they're going to say he's out of bounds, about a yard short of the first down, it looks like.
Pretty good little play there. Maybe I saw a little holding there, but just able to keep the hands inside the frame and let up at the right time.
Third down and a yard now for the Titans. Over the football, near side, left hash mark. They go right to left here in the first quarter. Down 8-0 with 6:11 to go in the first. Quarterback Brent Leach leans forward, 170-pound frame, and gets the first down out to the 31-yard line and picked up to about 2.
JCC switching it up a little bit on defense there. It started with a 4-2 front, and then they went to a 3-3 there. It looks like maybe just trying to confuse the blocking schemes for the offensive line of HTRS.
This time it'll be J.J. McQueen lined up at a wing on the left side, Worthy the fullback, and a flag flies. Somebody's lined up offsides.
Yep. It's the right end for JCC, looks like Rivera, and lined up right in the neutral zone. And in high school football, it's just a dead ball, 5-yard penalty. In the NFL, you might be able to get away with that. And Mahomes would probably try to throw a touchdown.
Yeah. Now they're at their own 36-yard line, first and 5. McQueen in motion, and the ball's on the ground. Quarterback picks it up. Running is going to be Leach, and Leach will be taken out of bounds. He'll turn that into some yardage, but it was the ball on the ground, and the Titans fortunate to bring up second down and 4.
Definitely, Rivera was able to push him out of bounds, but credit the quarterback Leach there for being able to get something out of nothing. That ball was on the ground for a good second half, 2 seconds before he would pick it up and get some positive yards.
All right. Wingman on the left side is Leach. He'll go in motion. And he'll come up the middle, take the handoff, skirts to the outside, and hit. He got to the first down marker. They spun him around, but I think he got loose. And, oh, where I thought he went down, they spotted him a yard short of the first down.
Stopped there by Bowling. Third down. Stop there by Duncan.
Duncan makes it 3rd and 1 with a tackle. Worthy the fullback. And they snap it quick to the quarterback lead. He is straight forward and.
Ooh, it's a tough spot.
Right at the midfield stripe. That's going to be short, isn't it?
It's short.
Yeah. He got half a yard.
Sure.
The play didn't, I don't know if they went on a quick count
yeah.
And it just didn't gel. All right, fourth down and a half a yard. Oh, they're moving there along the right side. And the official on the near side is going to spot it good for a first down, I think. I thought one of the offensive linemen went a half count early.
I thought the same. Looks like the coaches on the far side for JCC thought the same.
Now they're going to measure it. So let's see. Time out for a measurement here. It is 8-0. The lead belongs to the JCC Thunderbirds.
I think he's going to get the first down. They're going to measure it here. I think he's got it.
Couple of score updates here. Auburn leading with 6-9 to go to the first quarter. 6-7, or 7, yeah, 7-0. Auburn with the lead. I forget who they're playing tonight. Look, you got my score sheet over there. Auburn up to 7-0 early on. And back at Jake Brown Stadium, Fall State Tigers lead Fairbury 14-0 with 5:32 to go in quarter number one.
Auburn's at Lincoln Christian tonight.
Lincoln Christian, that's right. Okay, I forgot. They're on the road. Here we go. Play underway. Quarterback back. Pump fake once. Now he throws. His man breaks open. Returns to the ball. The official went down, and the trailing official calls it incomplete. And the defensive official gets up with a little hitch in his giddy up.
Yeah, McQueen was running a little fade on the far sideline. And he's the faster of the two. Had a step on him, and it looked like a pretty good throw at first, but just a little bit underthrown. McQueen tried to make his adjustments to come back. Boy, he almost came down with it, but it looked like maybe the ground.
Really a good try. That official back there, we had light rain when we got here to sit earlier. That grass is probably a little slick on that official, flexing that right knee just a little. He kind of went down in a heap. All right, let's see. Two men split on the left side, including McQueen, the quarterback, in the gun this time. McNeely going across, takes the handoff. That'll be McQueen running the right side, gets past the initial line. He'll be inside the 35 and down to about the 32, a gain of about 7.
Gain of about 7, taking down Mike Duncan, who's on the DB. He's on the far side DB, staying home there to make the play. Going to be, what, about 3 yards short?
3rd and 3, we'll call it. I bet Mr. McQueen sleeps well on Friday nights. In motion all the time, carrying the ball a lot, running them deep patterns. I bet he sleeps well.
Good drive here by HCRS. Good drive to answer that score.
McQueen comes in motion right to left. Now he's at an eye spot, and the left defensive end stands up and comes across. That should be good for a first down if the Titans didn't draw him off.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a first down. Great hard count there by Leach on 3rd and 3 to just get the first down to that run of the play.
Ball will be spotted forward now to the 27-yard line.
All the way at the 27-yard line.
Confirmed.
All right, 4:14 to go here in the ball game's first quarter tonight. Titans split to the right. Man in the slot on that side. Worthy. The lone setback. Here comes McQueen in motion. They fake it to him. The quarterback, Leach, will keep it. He gets hit. He gets away. And that let everybody else catch up with the play. Leach will pick up, looks like 2 or 3, maybe 4 yards. Let's see where they spot the down marker over there. They have about 3 on the play.
Made a couple defenders miss there, but Willensick was there to finally make the play after a gain of about 3 yards.
Titans have it 2nd and 7 next week. They'll be down at Jake Brown Stadium taking on Fall City Sacred Heart at a 2:30 kickoff. That game will be on KTNC. All right, pistol. Quarterback, Mack, Leach looking, got all day. He floats out to the left. Now a little chase. Fakes, though he does throw up. McQueen caught it. He got away from the defender. And he is going to be... I'm waiting to see. I haven't seen a touchdown signal of you.
Only the PA announcer. I have not seen hands go up yet.
I did not either.
They didn't signal it. They're going to give it to him. And what a fantastic play by McQueen. He was tiptoeing the near sideline. And just made a couple people miss there.
24-yard touchdown pass. I never did see the officials put their arms up on that one. He dove and hit the pylon, but I thought he might have been out of bounds. So now 8-6, two-point try coming. Leach back, rolls right. He's got a man wide open out there in the flat on the right side. That pass, I believe, went to the I think it was Worthy.
Worthy on the two-point.
No, we got the high ball game. 8 apiece. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Again, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Auburn C.J. Kirtosh Arm Connect for Weston Witt in Falls City.
JCT scores on their opening drive. HCRS answers on their opening drive with 11 play drive, 60 yards, capped off by a 24-yard run by McQueen. Two-point conversion to Knudsen on the out play was good with 3:25 left in the first quarter.
Here's the kick by Sadlow. It's going to hit a return man, and it rolls up. He picks it up to the 1 yard line. He's running all the way from the right side to the far left side of the field. He'll get across the 5, now close to the 9 yard line. And that was about it as Logan Amaris Carnegie tried to outrun him from sideline to sideline, but the Titans with good coverage.
24-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion good, great kickoff, and a great tackle by Aiden Worthy, and that momentum has shifted to the Titans' side. Now they got him stuck deep in JCC's own territory, about seven on the 7-8 yard line.
First down and 10 yards to go here. Put the quarterback in the gun.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
C.J. Kirtosha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lender set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Humboldt after that 32-yard run by the quarterback, Trey Holtkus. He then went back and fired off a 17-yard pass to John Duncan for another first down. And now Cam Schuster carries it for 7 yards, moving the ball down to the 16 of HTRS, second down and 2. Holtkus off to the fullback again, and Cam Schuster running that left side inside the 10, down to the 9, and pick up a 7, another first down.
Another first down on the stop. Brant leads for HCRS, making the play, and HCRS is their backs against the goal line here, just looking for a little stop. First and goal from the 9 with 1:38 left in the first.
All right, here come the Thunderbirds back up over the football. First down and goal from the 9-yard line. Holtkus lines him up in the eye. And he says, Schuster, you've been doing good. Try it again. And Cam goes straight forward inside the 5 to the 4, a 5-yard pickup.
Worthy Leach again there on the play. Worthy was in to finish him off on the tackle. 4 yards to go for a touchdown.
Second down goal
for JCC.
Just keep doing it until they stop you at this point. Schuster again, fullback. Hold twos, calling the count. Turns, Schuster. Right up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Chesapeake County Central.
HCRS came with a little payday blitz with the middle linebacker. He went to the right side. If he would have chosen the left side, he might have been in the hole, but... as it is, JCC runs to the right and avoids the Mayday blitz up the middle to score a touchdown.
Score counted 57 seconds ago in this first quarter. Boy, that was quick. Six plays and 72 yards for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Line it up in the eye. Pitch it back to Barris Carney, and he dances his way into the end zone for the two-point conversion. It's 16-8. The Thunderbirds lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
57 seconds left in this first quarter. Our scoring wrap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tosh, Arm Connector, Western Witt in Fall City.
It's all touchdowns on every possession. Six plays, 72-yard drive, capped off by a 4-yard run from Schuster with 57 seconds left in the first. 2-point conversion was good with a little shifty, nice little move by Barris Carnegie to make it 16-8.
We are ready to get the ball back in the air here. Kicking it off will be JCC. And I believe we've got a different kicker. Is that Holt Hughes this time?
Looks like a right-footed kicker.
Kick is away. It's a long driver and into the end zone. No return there. It'll be a touchback.
That was a really good kickoff, which makes me wonder why he hasn't kicked all game. But
well, he's a quarterback, and he gets a little rest.
That
conversation.
There you go. That's the answer.
Hold you. Moved it right into the end zone where HCRS will take over their own 15. Sagan Hart leading after one quarter. Johnson Brockknight 16-6. So here come the Titans over the football. Their second possession. They scored on their first drive of the ball game. Quarterback, Leach going to take it around the right side on a little option, and his best option, he felt, was to keep the football, and he'll find his way forward for 5 yards on the first play.
Yeah, credit him. He was going to get a 2-yard gain and just kept pumping, kept spinning, carried about three people with him for an extra 3 yards.
Second and five of the 20-yard line. Titans trailing 16-8. They'll come over the football, one setback. Got McQueen going in motion, left to right. Takes the toss, got a good block, and he tried to run behind that block. He had two blockers, but they slowed him down. They're cutting up under. He tried to go around, and it's going to bring up third down. We got a flag over there, right where the tackle is made.
Yeah, and it might be a holding play. No, it's a personal foul. Wow, Schuster made an incredible play by fighting off the blocks, but something that I couldn't see. Oh, he was calling it. Okay.
All right, so we're... So instead of a loss of three, it's going to be a first down, I'm sure.
You know, you want to talk about incredible plays that shouldn't be credited as incredible plays. Oklahoma's interception... Last week, when he intercepted it on fourth down at the 3-yard line, he got to knock that ball down. Social media has given him a bunch of credit. Ooh, there should be no credit given for his go-ahead play like that.
Mistake.
It could have been a big mistake.
Now, first and 10, the ball spotted out to the 31-yard line. High snap, good job by Brant Leach. Now he throws a little screen underneath the Leach, and boy, they played that well. Tackled right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one on the play.
Schuster's all over the board. He's right there making plays, and wasn't going to allow him to get behind him.
That's going to be the end of the first quarter. 16-8, the lead. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action at Power Field in Humboldt, and it is Titan football, second down and nine. Motion man, they hand the ball around. That's a different ball carrier that time coming around. It might have been Knutson on the carry.
Quarter ball is carried by Worthy.
Worthy coming around, okay.
Where they were using maybe McQueen as a decoy.
Peyton moved out to the wing that time. So bring up third down and six. He'll pick up about three on the play.
Third down for the Titans.
Third and six from the 34-yard line now. All right. And the quarterback under center being pressured. Throws out the flat. Nice throw. Good catch. Nick Knutson up the field for a first down and more into Thunderbird territory at the 33-yard line.
Very good play by Knutson there. A little made the catch, turn around, stutter step to miss one guy, then a spin to miss the next one. Able to get about five more yards after the catch.
13-yard pickup in all that time. The Titans have now thrown for 38, ran for 32 here in this first quarter. Now, they'll put Worthy at fullback. McQueen on the right side. Turn, and quarterback keeper around the right side. Leach makes one man miss. Linebacker, well, actually, one of the defensive ends came out and got him after a gain of about five, yeah, maybe six.
Farboa there on the stop, little triple option play, fake to the fullback, and sprint to the right. He had a pitch man there, but it looked like the pitch man was designed to just go out and lead block.
So to bring up a second and fourth. Ball on your right side hash mark. Titans going left to right here in the second quarter toward the west goal. Worthy takes off. They give him the football, and he was trying to break out of that tackle. The ball squirted out late. Second effort will get him a first down, and the ball fell after he was down.
Keegan Jones, first on the hit there. Was able to kind of grab a couple more yards, but credit Jones for hanging on to the ankles and making sure he didn't get more than a couple more yards after the hit on contact.
All right, we come over the football here. Coming over it, first and 10 of the 22, the 10-minute mark of the first half. Trips left. Here comes a man back in, Nick Knutson. He'll move over to the right side now. Now he's in the backfield. Now he's going back to the left for a trip set. Everybody's set now. And a fake of a quick out. And now the quarterback pump fakes. Now he throws. And it's complete. Somebody's caught that over inside the 5-yard line. We'll have to see who's got it.
It looked like a flag down. It looked like a designed bubble screen.
That was J.J. McQueen that caught it, Lucas. That, I don't know what they designed, but that wasn't it.
It was a designed bubble screen, but the DN had snipped it out and gotten the passing lane, and so
heavily going back against HCRS. That's unfortunate. Well, I can see why illegal receiver downfield, one of the linemen got down there.
Yeah.
I mean, when the man goes in motion from the left to the right, comes back into a running back spot, then floats back out to where he started. Then the defensive end got in there, put pressure on the quarterback, and we had a couple of them. It turned out to be a heck of a play, unfortunately, for a penalty for HTRS.
Hard to blame the offensive lineman there. He knows that it's a bubble screen, so he's trying to get downfield and hustling his butt off it.
First and 10 from the first and 15 of the 27 now. And Leach going to roll left. He throws. He might have been past the line of scrimmage. Pass is almost incomplete. I think he was past the line of scrimmage and let that ball go. Flag over there. Right where he let go of the ball.
Schuster continues to make problems. He came with a little blitz right up the middle to force McQueen out of the pocket. I'm sorry, force Leach out of the pocket.
So another penalty. This one is going to be quarterback pass line of scrimmage. So it's now going to be first and 20. Titans have the ball now at the 27-yard line of JCC. Oh, here we go. In the gun of the quarterback, flags fly, and the play is blown dead. Three plays, three penalties here for the Titans. They are going in reverse for all the wrong reasons here.
Formation.
Procedure call. That hurts.
I'm guessing that they maybe didn't have enough guys on the line of scrimmage, but possibly.
Could be. It is now second and 20 because they lost the down when the quarterback went past the line of scrimmage. So now second and 25 we go to from the 36. Leach loads up, he throws, and nearly a terrific catch. His receiver jumped up, was falling down. That was Aiden Worthy. He made a heck of a try at it, but couldn't hang on. The pass falls incomplete and brings up third and 25.
I think on a deal like this, you just want to try to get maybe 10 to 12 yards, try to get half of it. Don't try to get all of it here because more than likely, if you can get 10 yards.
If you get half, you can go for it on fourth down.
Go for it on fourth down.
There's not much room to punt. You've got to figure that J.J. McQueen figures in this scenario. Worthy lined up. Quarterback by himself in the backfield. Pressure. Floats left. His receivers are right. He loads it up, and he fires towards the end zone, and it's intercepted by, Yes. Intercepted, and they come down in the end zone, I believe.
Yeah, he intercepted it about the 1-1.5, but his momentum took him in, and, if your momentum takes you in, then you can get credited with the touchback instead of being down to the 1.
I'm not sure who caught the ball. It's a touchback. I apologize for not knowing who that was. We are a long ways from the football field here at Tower Field. It's a terrific facility. It's a long ways to the bleachers, then to the track, then a very wide sideline, and then a football field.
I know Duncan was in the area, but I don't know if he came down with it.
They're at their own 15 with 9:14 to go, leading 16-8 are the T-Birds. Hand the ball to Schuster. That's been the planner. That's been very effective. Straight ahead, running to the right side again is Cam Schuster for JCC.
I'm going to play by Koziol.
Gain of 6 on the play. And if we're wrong, please correct us. Let us know. We will correct it. We try to check them all, but we don't always get them corrected.
Yeah, I did my phonetic exercises before the game.
All right, here we go. Second down and 6. Guess what? Let's give it to the fullback again. And Titans kind of loaded that thing up on the left side, and short game to bring up third down and 2.
Reckon David able to shed his blocker there and make the stop.
So it's going to bring up third and 2. The ball will be spotted at the 23-yard line. Caught down to 8:21 to go here. In the second quarter, Auburn leading Lincoln Christian now 28-7. Now here come the Thunderbirds for the football. Line them up. Hit an eye set. Polk Hughes under center. He's going to keep it, and he is going to power his way forward for the first down on a gain of about 3, maybe 4, just sneaking in there behind that big offensive line.
Hunter Bowling from the middle linebacker spot in, would have made the play. Fresh set of downs for JCC, and they've got the ball with a one-possession lead here, about 7:52 up in the second quarter.
Titans on the defense. Thunderbird breaking huddle on offense behind the line of scrimmage. They'll come over the football here. Got a wingman on the right, a wingman on the left. Quarterback Holt, he's going to keep it right up the middle. He goes, breaks to the outside, finds a hole, midfield 35. On the inner side of midfield, he breaks inside, and this race is over. No flags on the play. Holt has made a big cut right about the 30-yard line, and there is nobody left defensively for the Titans to bring him down after that.
Great play. It was a designed quarterback keeper to the left, and he ran out of field, got a couple blocks in front of them. There was two HDRS defenders there, but they got overshoot a little bit. He was able to cut it back, and the rest was history.
Trey Holtius with a 54-yard run to make the score 22-8, and now a two-point try coming here. Holtius under center. Boris Carnegie behind him. Take the toss. Now he'll throw it over the middle and in and out of the hands of Peterson. Incomplete. 7:22 to go in the first half. 22-8 to lead to the T-Birds. Back in 30 seconds on Sunday, 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our story recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tosh, Arm Connect in Auburn and Western Witten, Falls City.
After the JTC interception with the touchback, they go on a four-play, 65-yard drive. Holt use with a 54-yard run, and the two-point conversion was no good for the tight end hook across the middle. 7:22 left in the second quarter, 22-8, Johnson County.
All right, in to kick the ball off again for the Thunderbird. This time it's going to be Terry True. And the kick is going to go out of bounds over on the far side. So True kicks it out of bounds. Last time the Titans said make him kick it again, and they ended up losing yardage because of a penalty. This time they want to try to get that return game. They're hoping for some big plays in the special teams tonight. Got McQueen back there. You can get him. Every time you get the ball in his hands, HRS fans ought to be happy.
He's a fast back. Get a couple blocks, and you know, like we were talking about on the layout, speed kills in the A-man game. If you got some speed here, you can put up some points.
Now from the 25-yard line, the kickoff will come. True ready again. Gets a signal. Approaches the football, and it's a short kick, and it went out of bounds again, this time around the 30-yard line.
Do you think that they'll bring in the quarterback that just ran for a 54-yard run? I know he's going to.
They might.
He wants to get his air. I know that, but.
So now back him up five more. And, yep, Barry Kemp.
Our guy.
Good call.
He put that touchback about 7 yards deep. So, I mean, he's got 10 extra yards to kick it, but if he can get it inside the 10-yard line here, that'd be a
60 yards to the end zone this time, but we'll see what happens here. Holtius back out there to boot it away. 7:22 left in this first half. 22-8, Johnson County Central with the lead. Holtius checking out, and everybody where they're lined up where they're supposed to be. He approaches the ball at the 20, and he kicks a roller, and it's going to be picked up at about the 15-yard line. McQueen, 20, 25, 30, trying to get the sideline. He does. He's taken out of bounds and a flag as they come out of bounds. I won't say they might call that a late hit. Or
maybe a late hit? Is it an offensive face mask? No, it is. Okay, on the D.
They ended up out of bounds.
Was it a targeting signal?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he gave the targeting signal.
I know they may have very well have. I know in Missouri they are really cracked down on that this year. couple of weeks ago, we were over at Turkey, you know, doing an East Addison and South Hogan, and we saw two targeting calls on the offense.
You call targeting on that.
So targeting will move the ball down to the T-Bird 28-yard line.
So you need to do the Titans. Start to drive deep into JCC's territory.
McQueen in motion, and Leach back. Leach looks. He throws over the middle. It's caught. There's a flag down. Ball down to the 5-yard line, but we'll see what the penalty is.
It's flagged.
It's
secondary.
The backfield. It's either holding or interference. Leach hit Worthy on the pass. And let's see what they call.
Holding on the defense.
They call in the holding. So the pass complete to Aiden Worthy from the 28 down to the 5, a 23-yard pass play and a first down.
Titans are back in business.
Titans now 63 yards through the air tonight. Offense has been no problem for either team. Here come the Titans. Worthy the fullback. He's got a man lined up over here on the right side in a wing spot. And the play rolling to the left. Leach looks. Leach throws. He's got his man. And into the end zone for the touchdown. Nick Vincent.
Good little out pattern there by the left end. Just trying to turn his defensive end to the inside. Breaks the outside. Perfect throw. Great catch.
Well, the Thunderbirds helping the Titans out that time. Two penalties on the kickoff. Gave him a short field. A targeting or a personal foul penalty, whatever it was. And then two pass plays, and they're in the end zone. Two plays, 28 yards on the drive. Two-point try coming here. Leach back, rolls right, pressure. He throws. He's got his man. Oh, what a good job of getting his feet down. He's got them both inbound. 22-16, the T-Birds lead the Titans. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Greetings, everyone, from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time!
You bet it is. Come to Farmin' City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up the night with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices. New product is really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, you got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so Farmin' City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City bringing the score and recap. CJ Gertosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, west of Witten, Falls City.
After a two-play, 28-yard drive, Leach to Knudsen on the pass is a 5-yard pass with 6:45 left to go in the second quarter. Two-point conversion to Knudsen on the pass was also good. 22-16, JCC, HTRS kicking.
Lennox Sadlow kicks a high end-over-end kick, picked up at the 15-yard line. I believe that's Johnson coming back up the field with the football. John Duncan, Duncan breaking tackles into the middle of the field all the way out to the 35. And a flag down all the way back to the 21-yard line. Well, both teams were hoping for big plays on the special teams, but they are punishing themselves with penalties on their special teams play, right? Both sides. That's going to put the Thunderbird instead out at their 35, probably back around their own 11-yard line, somewhere in that neighborhood. Let's see where they march it back to here. 6:38 left in this first half. Ball will be down at the 12. We got 6:38 to go, as we said. 22-16, JCC with the lead. Northeast will line them up. Near side left hash mark. Offset eye again. No, he's in the gun. I'm sorry. Polky just runs right, cuts into the middle, and gang tackled as he crosses the 15 out to about the 17-yard line.
Nice form of sportsmanship there.
Kojal, I think they called on the play, Lucas.
Yep, he was on the tackle there. Nice. Lend a hand to running back and help him up off the field.
Plenty of time left. I think somebody took a timeout earlier. I think it was JCC, so they should have at least two left.
Yeah, there was one with that play clock that was taken down.
Over the ball. Here we go. Once again, he in the shotgun. Polkey's running right, being chased, got away, looks up the field, he airs it out up the field, and it is caught. It's a touchdown for JCC. It looked for all the world like the defensive back had caught the football. That's got to be Logan Harris Honey on the touchdown catch for the 17-yard line. And I'm looking for Hank. He's here, but he's moving pretty slow, Lucas. Oh, it's against the defense. Oh, it's for offsetting penalties?
Well, he signaled good way, but if it's offsetting, I think they got to replay the down, don't they?
Unless it was after the play. Well, at any rate, it's a 63-yard touchdown pass that's going to stand. That will go from Trey Holthus to Logan Amaris Carnegie. And it looked for all the world like the defensive back was going to catch that football and intercept it, but it got over his outstretched hands, and Logan Amaris Carnegie sprinted on into the end zone from there. All right, line him up under center. And Holthus back. Holthus throws, and it is caught for the two-point try. And coming up with a football over there on the far side will be complete. Well, anyway, we'll catch the number when we get back. It's now 30-16. The Thunderbirds lead. We're back in 30 seconds.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City bringing you our scoring recap. See Jake or Tosh, Arm Connect in Auburn. See Wes and Witt in Fall City.
A 63-yard bomb from Holthus to Barris Carnegie puts JCC up 30-16. The two-point conversion was good by Barris Carnegie. It was a two-play, 68-yard drive, 5:45 left to go in the second quarter.
There's a lot of conversations going on during that break in the action, Lucas. I'm not sure what the conversations were. There's a referee over there with the chain gang.
Oh, it looks like it's...
They could have a knot.
Is it? A 15-yarder. You're kicking from the...
Okay, so they did have a penalty.
Look for an onsider here.
And it went against the Titans. Yeah, good idea. Nothing wrong with that at this point. So True out there to kick it away. He'll kick it from the 35 of JCC, and he nailed that one short of the goalpost. That's his best kickoff of the night.
Yeah, that was a nice little kick. You know, he's kicking from the 35-yard line there of HCRS's 35-yard line, and I'm a little surprised they didn't onside it there, but you know, they're going to get, they gained 20 yards out of it. So that's a 15 from the 35. If you onside it from the 35, you got to get it to at least the 25.
This is one of those situations where the Titans need a score to get with back within one score and then get the ball to start the second half.
Two for one.
Exactly. One setback behind, that will be Peyton Worthy. He goes ahead and he tosses the ball back as he's being tackled, and the Titans might get another yard or so out of that. They toss the ball back, did Worthy, to Nick Knudsen. You question if you want to really do that, but if he makes a big gain, I don't turn it into a heck of a play.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was enough room there for him to make a big play out of it. Credit John Duncan. Didn't let the pitch, you know, he was still on contain and was able to make the play there for limited 2-yard gain.
Yes, nice job. It's not a bad idea. It's just kind of a dangerous idea, deep in your own territory. Now, Leach calling the snap. He brings a man across into motion. Now they reverse and hand the ball to Worthy again. He pounds into the opposing defense. Good for yardage out to the 20-yard line, a gain of about three.
Pass game has worked pretty good for HGRS, but that pass game has been set up by some runs, and so looks like maybe that's kind of what they're doing here, but it is third and five. Maybe I kind of look for him maybe for a little quick out pattern here.
Hunter Bowling, a freshman, is in the ball game that ended on that last play. Worthy, the fullback. And now the quarterback, they dropped the snap. He had nowhere to go and gets buried. I don't think he ever got the snap that time.
No, it looked like an exchange issue there from center to quarterback. And he just had to jump on it. Fourth down, probably looking for the punt team coming out.
Loss of one. Bring up fourth and six. Leach able to get back on the football, and now it's punting time for HGRS, and punting will be J.J. McQueen. He'll stand back at his own 8-yard line here. Good snap. Not much pressure. Gets it away. The ball is going to be caught at the 35. On the Thunderbird side, the ball is loose after the play. And back there to return the punt that time.
Ludeman.
So it'll bring up Thunderbird ball, first and 10 of their own 38-yard line. They've got excellent field position here and 3:38 to work with.
I think you probably expect a methodical drive here from JCC. Probably run heavy, milk the clock.
Line him up in an eye. Paul Juice calling the snap. Turns. Maris Parnegie with it. He slipped the tackle. He's to the outside, and he is pushed out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Boy, he is quick.
He slipped the tackle, but he is slippery. He is, he's fleet of foot. He's kind of, he's fun to watch.
14-yard game. I think, if I recall, he is the young man that did the buzzer beating three-pointer in basketball last year to beat Fall City High down on their own home court. He's not very popular in Fall City. But I bet he's very popular in Tecumseh and the JCC school today. He's good little ball player.
Athletic fella.
On the left side, Paul Juice calls a snap, turns, same man, tries the right side, and he slipped the tackles. He's off to the races. 10-5, turns it, touchdown. This one from 29 yards out, and the T-Birds on the board again, now up by 20.
I thought he was going to be stuck. He went right up the middle. There was a whole barrage of folks right there in the middle. I expected him to be tackled for a 2-yard gain. And next thing you know, he's scrambling on the far side up the sideline and outrunning everyone that's on the field.
You know, if he just leans over a little bit, there's nothing to grab except legs.
Yeah.
We call him little. That doesn't really matter much in football anymore because you see a lot of power in small packages, and right now, Damaris Carnegie doing a great job for JCC. Snap it back. Holt, he's going to run it straight ahead with a two-point try. He spun out of one tackle, and he is in the end zone for a two-point conversion, and it's now 38-16 with 3:23 to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoring drive report brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska, and Fall City. C.J. Kertosh, Armor Connect in Auburn, Western Witten, Fall City.
Been the Barris Carnegie show lately. He runs in for a 29-yard touchdown run. Just a two-play, 42-yard drive where he carried the ball on both of them. Holt Hughes ran it in for the two-point conversion with 3:23 left to go in the second quarter. JCC up on HCRS 38-16.
We're ready to kick it away. And once again, in there to boot it away is going to be Terry True. for the Thunderbirds. He ended up at the 30-yard line. Ready to go. There's the approach. There's a good kick for the young man. Back down to the 5-yard line. 10, 15, 20. That is going to be coming back up the field. Still on his feet again is going to be J.J. McQueen. He is fast as well. He gets it out across the 25, around the 30-yard line. We'll see where they spot the ball here. Spotted
28.
Well, he'll put it down here eventually. There you go. 28-yard line with 3:15 to go. That last score only took 23 seconds, so that didn't take long on two plays. All right, the Titans have the ball. Worthy at fullback. Here comes McQueen in motion. And the quarterback fakes the belly dive, keeps it, and is gang tackled right at the 30-yard line.
In on tackle there, Trey Holthuse. And slow to get up off the turf is Leach.
That would be very slow to get up. That many people hit me all at once, I think. Second down and about 7. Let's call the ball at the 32-yard line here. Brant Leach, 170-pound junior, 6'2". This time he'll line up under center. McQueen goes in motion from right to left. Worthy takes it, cuts outside. Had one man to get around, and that guy did a nice job over there on the defense, getting him shut down before he got loose for the first down.
That's a DN, Keegan Jones. Just a freshman out there making a nice little play at the varsity level.
4-yard pickup, third down and 3 from the 36-yard line. Titans over it again. One back in there, quarterback under center. Turn, he's going to look to pass. He throws out of the right side. It's intercepted. The ball is caught by the Thunderbirds and is picked off by John Duncan.
Half of it's in it for McQueen. He's coming up the near sideline on a just a little fade route right up the right line. It looks like he had a couple of steps, but the ball was a little bit underthrown and intercepted by Duncan, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Number 5, John Duncan. Had the ball been foot and a half higher, it was going to be 6 for each stress, probably.
Yeah, Duncan caught the ball at the top of his jump. He had to reach for it.
Now,
timed it perfect.
1:56 left. The Thunderbirds have the ball, a 22-point lead here. Holthuse directing traffic. He's got a man split wide to the right. Running back comes in motion out of the backfield. Holt is back to pass. He rolls right. He looks. He throws over the middle. And the pass is short, I believe. That he was looking over the middle for Cam Schuster. Incomplete.
Aimworthy on the coverage. A couple 24s running up the field together.
Clock stops with the incomplete pass. Ball on the left hash mark. At halftime at Johnson Brock, State Hart leading Johnson Brock 22-14. That is a good game, a 2 top 10 team in Class D2.
Rivalry game.
Yes.
Throw the records out the window.
38-16 here. Slot right, running back in the backfield. Qualcuse back, fakes, rolls right. He's looking. He's throwing over the middle. He's got a man. The ball is caught, and that man is going to be brought down on the far sideline. That catch is made there by Keegan Jones, and Keegan Jones has a big gain on the play for the Thunderbirds.
Keegan Jones making plays on D, making plays on offense, is able to get separation, just coming across the middle from the near side to the far side, and was able to make an adjustment, come back to the ball, and get about 10 yards after the catch there.
28-yard pass play. Thunderbird, 108 yards passing. Now to go along with more than 200 rushing in the ball game. It's time we get a wingman on the left side. We're going to toss it back to Barris Carnegie. He's loose again. 10 cuts inside to 5, and he powers his way up the field and in an end zone touchdown, Keebers.
They run. He was, looked like he was just trying to fight to get to the outside and just put on the brakes. He hit it back to the inside. And
very strong, apparently. He carried a couple defenders with him into that end zone. He got hit about the 4 or 5 yard line. That would go with a 15-yard touchdown run. 240 yards on the ground now for the Thunderbirds in this ball game, and the score is now 44-16. All right, in the shotgun is Paul Hughes. Calls a snap. He's going to run it himself, and he's going to dance in there. No problem. 46-16, with a minute 17 to go in the half. KCC with a lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We should have recorded this tonight. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. C.J. Gertosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, west of Witten, Falls City.
You've heard his name before. You'll hear it again. Barris Carnegie, 15-yard run. It's a three-play, 43-yard drive for the Johnson County Thunderbirds, and with 1:17 left to go in the second quarter, Holt Hughes ran it in from the two-point conversion, 46-16.
True to kick it away, and oh, he's getting better now. Ball back to the four-yard line, McQueen up to the 15-20, and oh, he just hit and dropped right there. Nice tackle.
McQueen Egan-Jones, who set up that touchdown on the last drive with a 20-some-yard catch across the middle, is freshman's making some plays here in the second quarter.
It's not easy to make a one-on-one tackle on a kickoff, is it?
No, it's not, especially with a, you know, it's a damp field out there. Like you said, there's been a little bit of rain out there. We've already seen that referee fall down.
He looks to be doing okay now. He's loosened back up.
Yeah.
That was a pretty tough fall that gentleman took early in this ball game. A
nice lush field out there.
Here we go. It'll be Titans football. And it's Leach back. He looks. He throws over the middle. He's got a man out here on the left side making the catch. Nick Knutson on the loose out across the 25, out across to midfield. And he'll be into JCC territory at their 39-yard line.
Great play. A little button hook there. Get the ball to him and let him make some yards after the catch.
19-yard pickup through the air there for the Titans. Moving the ball up the field. Now they bring it the other way. Leach looking. He's in trouble. He tosses it to his lineman. Oh, I guess they call that a lateral, Lucas.
That's, because it's illegal touching. So the lineman, it's illegal touching if you throw a forward pass, but.
Timeout called by the Titans with 41 seconds to go. I'd like to go look at the video of that play again real quick. So it is 46-16. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
John Nixon, Lucas Freshman here on Sunny 101.3 tonight on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net and on the Johns County Central Strive broadcast. We talked it over during the timeout, and we're still not sure what happened, but the lineman ended up with the football. He's lined up on the right side. He might really be in a tight end position.
Yeah, and if he's not covered up by that wide receiver, which he is on this play, but maybe he was eligible.
Well, at any rate, it's second down and 11, and now a timeout called by Johnson County Central with basically 42 seconds to go. So we'll take one more 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
team's using a timeout here to try to figure out what the other guy is going to do here in this final 41 seconds. Titans with two receivers on the left side of the formation. Quarterback in the pistol, looking, rolling left. Sets up, fires long. Up the field it goes, and it is incomplete. The intended receiver was Nick Knutson. And back there deep with him. Is that number five?
Yes. That Dunlap kid, or Duncan, I mean.
Flag down at the line of scrimmage. Past the line of scrimmage.
Looks like it may have just fallen out of his belt. Are they going to call? Oh, they're talking about it, yeah.
They're going to mark him back here. Must have been a hold. If it was hold, it'll have to be holding.
Illegal man downfield.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, that's what they said. Second down and a whole bunch here. 17. All right, Leach back. Leach looks underneath. It throws, and lucky for the Titans, that ball was not picked up. The defender got in front of the receiver that time and knocked the ball down.
Cam Schuster had his hands on it. He's a little frustrated. His teammates are consoling him, patting him on the helmet. I think everyone out there knows that he probably missed out on an interception, but good defense. He was in the right place at the right time.
So now it's third down and 16 with 34 and 28.8 seconds left. The defensive lineman got to be getting tired of chasing the quarterback here. Trips left for the Titans. Leach takes the snap, rolling right, being pressured. He tucks it. He's going to run, and he's going to be taken out of bounds over here on the near side. He'll have positive yardage. Nice, pretty nice run on fourth and third and 16. He picked up quite a bit of it. It's going to be spotted down at the 35 of the Thunderbirds.
Tanner Woods on the pursuit there to make the tackle, force him out of bounds. Clock has stopped with 22 and a half left.
Gain of 10 on the play brings up 4th and 8. We've got nothing to lose here. 22.6 seconds left. You don't have to get a touchdown. You're just going to get 8 yards for a first down. Worthy in the backfield, man, back to pass. Leach looking. Leach throwing up the field, and he's got his man and going inside the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown for the Titans once again. J.J. McQueen, this time from 35 yards away.
Beautiful touch pass by Brand Leach. We've seen him kind of heaving the ball the last couple of possessions. He just stepped into that one and put it right on the money.
And that will make our score 46-22. I look for both sidelines. I can't find a happy defensive coordinator, Lucas.
I'm points out there.
All right, 2-point conversion try here. Down 24 are the Titans. And timeout T-Birds. Talk it over. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
A fun-filled evening here at Humboldt, 46-22, if you like a lot of scoring. Titans will have Worthy in a wing on the right. We've got J.J. McQueen in the backfield. The quarterback, Brant Leach, is under center for the 2-point try. Motion man is Worthy. Leach back. He looks. He throws up in the air and just beyond the reach of the receiver in the far corner of the end zone. 12.5 seconds left in the period. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years? Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This is Gordon Recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Falls City. C. J. Fertasha in Auburn, Western Witten, Falls City.
Five-play, 59-yard drive was capped off by a nice 35-yard pass from Leach to McQueen. Two-point conversion was no good. It's 46-22 with 12 seconds left in the first half.
All right, we're ready to boot it away from the 30-yard line here. Titan kicker is Aiden Worthy this time. You are listening to High School Football Line on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Ball City, Humboldt, and Tecumseh. And it's a rolling kick, and it gets by the first man, and it chases on. The ball is down at around the 22-yard line for the Thunderbirds with 9.6 seconds left. And tonight, anything could happen from there.
It was kind of close there.
Yes, it was.
It was a smart little kick. Get the clock running. So what you want to do, don't let him set up for a return. And don't let him get the ball in Bryce Carnegie's hands.
All right, back deep on the defense now is going to be J.J. McQueen and Nick Knutson. I expect they'll play very deep.
Keep everything in front of you. That's what you want to do here.
2-4-2 alignment. Now the two deep men come up to play heads up on the receivers.
Huh.
Worthy is the deep man. All right, Holt Hughes calling the snap count, sends a motion man to the right. That is Schuster. Holt Hughes back. He looks, and he got away, and he's going to run it. He's going to take it out of bounds with 1.7 seconds left. Good for a first down.
It's a good play. I mean, you don't have to get it all right now. You have a little time to get some yardage. I don't know if he's got the arm to get it to the end zone, but maybe a little hook and ladder.
11-yard gain. Yeah, anything is possible here.
Yeah. Thunderbirds.
251 yards rushing now for the Thunderbirds. All right. Just put a man to the near left side here. You got a slot man on the left, wide receiver to the right. Motion man going across. Holt Hughes takes a snap. He's back at his own 22. He's going to load up and he's going to fire, and that will fall well short of his intended receiver. Incomplete at halftime. It is Johnson County Central 36, ATRS 22. We'll be back and wrap up the first half score after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
There's something to be said for supporting your community. At Tecumseh Federal Bank, one of the top priorities is keeping the community strong. It shows in their convenient hometown banking services and their honest way of doing business. With no hidden fees, very competitive rates, and FDIC protection. Most important, your loan won't be sold to an outsider and your money stays here in the community. Helping people since 1904 enjoy investments they live with. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Sacred Heart Junior Varsity Volleyball Squad. Congratulations, ladies, on your first-place finish at the Lewiston JV Volleyball Tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, keep up the great work.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here at halftime, 46-22 on homecoming night in Humboldt, H-Stress trailing Johnson County Central. Our halftime stats and score brought to you, by Harvest Rubber Company in Falls City since 1951. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
9 scoring drives in the first half. It's 46-22. It was started off by JCC with a 8-yard run by Holt Hughes. 9-play, 54-yard drive. 2-point conversion was good by Holt Hughes. It was 8-0 JCC. On the very next drive, McQueen ran in for 24 yards. On the 11-play, 60-yard drive, Knutson got the 2-point conversion, tied it up, 8-8. With 57 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Schuster had a 4-yard run for the touchdown on a 6-play, 72-yard drive. Burris Carnegie with a 2-point conversion, 16-8 JCC. JCC scored in the next possession to make it 22-8 after a 4-play, 65-yard drive. Holt Hughes with a 54-yard run. That was with 7:22 left to go in the second quarter. HCRS was able to answer after that to make it 22-16 on a Leach to Knutson pass. It was a 5-yard pass, 2-play, 28-yard drive. The 2-point conversion to Knutson was good. On the next scoring drive in the second quarter, Holt Hughes had a 63-yard pass to Burris Carnegie, and that's when the Burris Carnegie kind of show started. It was a 2-play, 68-yard drive. Burris Carnegie with the 2-point conversion, 30-16, JCC. With 3:23 left to go in the second quarter, it was a 29-yard run by Burris Carnegie after a 2-play, 42-yard drive. Holt Hughes was good with the 2-point conversion to make it 38-16. JCC opened up the game a little bit to make it 46-16 on the Burris Carnegie run on a 15-yard run. It was a 3-play, 43-yard drive. Holt Hughes with the 2-point conversion. And the last scoring drive with 12 seconds left in the first half here was a 35-yard pass from Leach to McQueen on a 5-play, 59-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was no good. At halftime, it's 46-22 JCC over HDRS.
Is that it for the scoring?
That's it.
Last track. I was adding up numbers. There's a lot of them to add up here. 46-22, Johnson County Central with the lead here at halftime at Power Field in Humboldt. I'm John Nixon with Lucas Freshel. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll check the weather forecast for the weekend here from some more of our sponsors. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with a look at some of the first half stats on Sunny 101.3.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weather algae meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. A few light showers or sprinkles are possible in the area this evening, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows will drop to 48 degrees and winds become light. Saturday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the middle to upper 70s. Winds west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear. Lows fall back to 57. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Sunday, lots more sunshine, summer-like, as well as highs approach 91. Winds southwest 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Sunday night, clear. Lows head down to 64. Winds south 5 to 15, higher gusts again possible. Looking at to Monday, sunshine remains in the forecast. Summer-like again with highs approaching 90. And then those make it down to around 61 on Monday night. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Power Memorial Field at Humboldt, Nebraska, here at halftime, 46-22. I've got very few of the numbers put together here. Can't tell you that Trey Holtz is for JCC running the ball, 10 carries, 145 yards, a couple of touchdowns in the first half. He has hit 3 of 5 passes for 108 yards in the first half. And a touchdown throwing the football as well. So he had a big first half for JCC. Logan Barris Carnegie, he ends up carrying the ball 7 times in the first half. Tonight he picked up 58 and what else here? Yes, that was it. 58 and 15. He picked up 73 yards rushing the football in the first half. And again, he picked up some more yardage there and had a good night catching the football also in the first half here for the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. We'll have some more numbers here coming up for you. 46-22 is the score. We'll take one more 2-minute break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved, slow-moving emblem.
Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, a little better handle on server numbers here at halftime for Johnson County Central. Trey Holt, he has 10 carries, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 of 5 passes, 108 yards and a touchdown. Logan versus Carney, I've got him 7 carries and 73 yards in the first half, and I didn't get the touchdowns counted up yet, but he all has at least 2 of those in the first half. I believe that is what the numbers are as far as running the football. In the first half for Johnson County Central, he also caught a 63-yard touchdown pass in the first half for Johnson County Central. Cam Schuster, 6 carries, 31 yards, and a touchdown. For the Titans, their quarterback, Leach, in the first half. We get them all marked down here. Well, let's move on. He was 8 of 14 passing, 119 yards, 3 touchdowns in the first half, and there was 2 interceptions in the first half as well for the Titan quarterback. J.J. McQueen in the first half tonight, he is caught touchdown passes in the ball game, one of them so far for the Titans, and ended up with a bunch of yards receiving and not as many running yards in the first half as we expected. Worthy's been held pretty well in check by Johnson County Central for HTRS in the first half of tonight's ball game. 46-22, the Titans lead here at halftime of this ball game. Fall City leading in the third quarter over Fairbury, 20-6 tonight back at Jug Brown Stadium in that ball game. Auburn's up 28-7 at halftime, and now Auburn leading on a 15-yard touchdown run to make it 35-7 with 6:30 to go in the third quarter up at Lincoln Christian tonight. And the last I had from Johnson Brock in that ball game, it was Sacred Heart leading Johnson Brock 22-14 at halftime tonight up in Johnson. Lucas Threshold, first half for tonight, exciting, a lot of scoring.
A lot of scoring. It was kind of highlighted by all the athletic speed that's on the field, also highlighted by maybe a little bit of over-pursuit by some of the HTRS defenders. And credit Marcus Carnegie for just making shifty moves, finding the open holes, and just getting in the end zone.
Had a good half here. The extra time they put on to let the kids warm up is wrapping off the clock here quickly, 46-22. Next week we'll have HTRS on the air again as they will be taking on the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish down in Jug Brown Stadium. That's next Friday afternoon at 2:30. We'll follow that up with the Fall City Tigers. And they are hosting next week, I forget who. Tigers, here it is. Next week they will be hosting Lincoln Christian at Fall City. Yeah, a team that Auburn is taking care of tonight in that ball game at Lincoln Christian. East Atchison was leading Rockport tonight 8-0 in the first quarter of that ball game. And now with 6:53 left in the first half, he's actually the number 4 team leading Rockport 40-0.
I know it's not our viewing area. That's something to keep an eye on if you're in the YouTube fan club. There was a couple undefeated. Sumter St. Francis beat Riverside 44-30 today during a day game.
In Mount Sioux tonight, the Panthers leading 28-0 over Nottoway Valley with 15 seconds left in the first quarter. So that's where we're at for now. Here's the kickoff to start the second half. The Titans take it back, and it's going to be McQueen. He caught it deep. He started up the right sideline, tried to reverse field. He's taken down around his own 14-yard line here. So good coverage again by the Thunderbirds. The Titans get the ball to start half number 2 here tonight at Humboldt.
I think it was, it was 22-16 at the time, 30-16, but you had mentioned the 2-for-1. And HCRS has a chance to do that. They scored at the end of the half here. They got the ball back. And if they score again, just try to get some momentum, get back in the sucker here.
Yeah, it's everybody's scoring. That is for sure at this point in this ball game. Now, line them up, man in motion, coming across McQueen from the left to the right, hand off to the fullback, Aiden Worthy, and they've got a handful of jersey, and they spin him around. They'll be across the 20 to the 21 or 22-yard line, a gain of about 8 on the play.
Cam Schuster was pulling him out. It was a nice play by Cam. He only took him maybe 2 yards out of bounds here, but right as he, after he made the tackle, he kind of put his hands up like, I'm innocent. Sometimes when you do that, you almost wonder if you're guilty.
It almost looked like it could have been a face mask. It was. They had him by the jersey. Motion man is McQueen, and we drop the fumble, the snap again, to HTRS. The ball is recovered. It's going to be a short loss on the play. At least the second time they've had trouble with the exchange between the quarterback and the center. The ball gets spotted down now at the 22, called a loss of 1 on the play.
Yeah, you can see some charades, you know, just quarterback explaining to center. He's just kind of talking him through it. I don't know if who needs to make an adjustment, but they're working on that.
Pretty important third down right here for the Titans. They bring McQueen in motion right to left. Option left. Quarterback keeps it. And it's going to be short of the first down. Good job by the right side of that defense over there stopping Brant Leach on the option.
It's going to be a fourth down. I think it's going to be tough to try to go for it. It looks like Leach is saying, I want to go. He's motioning. He wants to go for it.
It's fourth and a long one. You're down by 24 points. And you're in the second half. Titans going to line up here. It looks like to go for it. Try a hard count. We'll see. Under center. Here comes McQueen in motion.
Where's
the flag?
It worked.
Come on. Offside. They got him.
The right tackle jumped. It was a hard count. You can see Leach's head, you know, with the hard count. He's really, you know, trying to sell it, and he sure did.
So that'll move the ball out to the 29-yard line. First down and 10. Yeah, 20 looks about right. We'll call it that. Brant Leach, the junior quarterback, with 2 men in the backfield with him. Back to pass. He looks. He's under pressure. He throws. He's got a man. The ball caught over here on the near side by Knudsen. Nick with a nice grab out there will pick up yardage out to the 32-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, a little drag across the middle came from the left to the right. And passes right on the money.
Gain of 4 on the play. Bring up 2nd and 6. 4 yards is okay. 125 yards through the air now for the Titans. Here comes McQueen in motion again. Worthy got a good block, cuts to the outside, taken down out of bounds into Thunderbird territory, down to around the 38, maybe the 37-yard line.
Great little pullback give, just a little off-tackle to the right side, they say. And just rumbling, stumbling. First down.
12-yard gain on the play. First down. 89 yards on the ground now for the Titans in this ball game. Now they'll play it from the right hash. McQueen in motion. Option left. Quarterback pitches out to McQueen. He's got some space out there, some green grass, and a big hit knocks him out of bounds. And oh, way down the field. A Titan lineman went down there, and he pummeled a defensive back, knocking him head over heels backwards for about 6 yards, and a flag flew.
Just a little mental mistake. Big hit by Boris Carnegie to limit the yardage on the play, but just looks like just a mental mistake downfield there.
That was after the play was over, too. They gained yardage down to the 29-yard line, so they had a gain of 3. And now, I'm going to move it back the other way.
Being stepped off from the end of the play.
So a 15-yard penalty will make it 2nd and all the way back to their own 35-yard line. 5, 10, 15, 19 yards to go. Now, Bleach back to pass, looks right, throws right, and into the Titan bench. Incomplete, close to Van Tula was Nick Knudsen.
Everything was on schedule for this drive. You know, you talk about on schedule, and it's first and 10. If you get at least 3 yards every play, you're on schedule, you're on schedule. They were ahead of schedule here. And then, 15-yard penalty. Now you're off schedule. Now you got to scramble. Now you got to pass, and it's a little uncomfortable. Try to catch up. Try to, 19 yards to go for the first down. You got to go for it on fourth down here. And so just try to get half of it.
All right. Trips right for the Titans. Going left to right toward the west goal. Leach takes a snap, stands in, and he dropped the ball as he wound up to fire it down the field. Now he's running for his life. He's hit and dropped the ball out of bounds. Oh, unfortunate for the Titans. They're going to lose yardage back inside the 30. The ball just slipped out of his hand twice.
Yeah, now you got to punt it. I don't know. It's like he had a man downfield. He was able to pick it up and try to get a second chance, but before he had a second chance, CCC defenders were in his face.
It was 19. They lost 16 yards on that play. It's going to be called a fumble. And now it's punt formation. McQueen boots it. And it's over the returner's head, rolling back inside the 10. And it'll be down at the 5-yard line, trying to get back there to the ball. For the Thunderbirds that time was Wyatt Ludeman, and the ball rolls all the way down to the 5-yard line.
Smart play by Aiden Worthy, who was in pursuit of the ball. He let the ball lose its momentum and get all the yards he could all the way down to the 5. Great play there.
All right, it'll be Thunderbird football. Trey Holfuse, the senior at quarterback, leading them out. He's got them to 46 points at this point. We're still huddling. 8:23 left here in this third quarter. Lining up. Wingman on the right. Snap it back. Holcuse in the gun. Takes to the right side. And a good stop by the Titan defense. He found nowhere to go that time.
Bracken Davis was maybe in on the stop there. Good play by the D tackle.
Holcuse will lose one on the play. Thunderbirds picked up 251 yards in the first half. The Auburn-Lincoln Christian game has now went to a running clock in that contest tonight up at Lincoln. Now second down and 11, the ball back at the 4-yard line. Holcuse in the gun again, running back ahead of him. Now he's looking for a place to go. They've got him back at the 3-yard line. And, well, I saw two players that weren't within maybe 3 or 4 yards of the ball for the Titan defense.
Good stop there. Got him to a third down. Now JTC is off schedule. He got third and 11, 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Get a stop here, get the ball back. Get some momentum going your way.
Fall City leading Fairbury 20-14 with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. Back at Jug Brown. Auburn's up 42-7 late in the third quarter. All right, Holhue's under center. He drops back in his own end zone. He looks. He dodges a tackler. Now he pumps it up the field. He's got a man. It's complete. And they're going to run away from the defense. And this is going to be a long touchdown all the way down to the 10-yard line. Still running with the football. And that ball is caught by Schuster. He got out there and got open. And, we got a flag all the way back at the 9-yard line. It's all coming back. That would have been 77 yards from the 3-yard line. And it's coming back.
Nice footwork in the backfield there by the quarterback Holcuse to elude the defender, but.
Oh, my.
Doesn't look like it was done legally. It must have been a block or a holder, a block.
And they're going to lose. A yard and a half on the play. I did not see what penalty they called. It was down the field, 6 or 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. So now it's going to bring up third. They got to get to the 15. Ball back at the 2.5.
It was another illegal man downfield. So Oljuice was able to extend the play, but he extended it too long to where his lineman didn't stay near the line of scrimmage.
Not sure I like that call. I've seen a lot of that the last 2 weeks. All right, Oljuice under center, 6:47 to go in the third. He's back. He looks on to the left side. He sees some running room. He's at the 10. He's at the 15, the 20, on his feet, 25, 30. He got on to the defense, and Trey Oljuice just had it brought back from a 77-yard touchdown pass. Now it's a 78-yard touchdown run for the senior for Johnson County Central.
No flags on that play. He was.
I could not believe they didn't get him pushed out of bounds right here in front of the Titan bench, but they did not.
No, and I think maybe the Titan defender thought that maybe he was just going to give himself up and just kind of creep out of bounds, but he gave a little stutter step and turned on the Jets.
327 yards on the ground now for JCC. It's 52-22 with 6.5 to go here in this third quarter. Wow. That was an impressive run. Now Sagan Hart up 30-20 after three quarters. Now the two-point try, Oljuice will take the shotgun snap. He'll run left. He's got a little left in the tank, and he crosses the goal line, and the score now goes to 54-22, Johnson County Central. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston, Witten, Falls City.
With 6:31 left to go in the third quarter, it's 54-22. JCC, he was triggered by a 78-yard touchdown run by Oljuice on a three-play 75-yard drive. The two-point conversion was good. JCC is after big lead.
54-22. T-Birds have kicked it away. True in there to boot the ball. McNeely back deep. Both teams with plenty of big plays in the ball game. True, the lefty, boots the ball down. Knutson catches it about the 15, 20. 25, still on his feet. Starts left, comes back to the right sideline. Now back in, still going. Finally taken out of bounds, and he'll be out across the 30-yard line.
Pretty good return there. Doing that good energy. Trying to find the hole. Following his blocks. Just trying to make a play, make something happen there.
I bet he can dance well. He was moving left, moving right, forward, backing up. He had all the moves that time to keep the play alive.
Well, that'll work well on a homecoming week at the homecoming dance.
6:22 to go here in the third. Titan ball at their own 32-yard line. McNeely in motion. The ball's dropped again, then picked up by Worthy, the fullback. And he'll make lemonade out of lemons that time. Get about 2 yards on that play, and that was fortunate for the Titans. They didn't lose that ball.
Another missed snap there from the center to quarterback. That's about
at least the third one I can remember.
On the game there.
So Titans... That's the kind of play that hurts. I mean, if you had a 2 yard gain, that's one thing. A lot of times that you lose the ball or worse. I guess that's the worst case scenario. Toss it back to McNeely. He hasn't ran it since the first quarter. He starts right. He tries to cut back inside. He's got about 4 wide curves. He's trying to bring him down, and they do.
And it was a wide sweep right. JCC staying on contain and turning him back on the inside. Defensive end there doing his job.
It's going to be a half-a-yard pickup on the play.
Third down.
Third and a long 7. Call it 8. Knutson wide to the left side. Out there with him, McQueen. Worthy will stand behind the quarterback, or right beside him on his left side. snap, a little high. Leach has it. Leach throws, and he's got Knutson over there, I believe. Yes, it is. Nick Knutson on the catch. Slides out of bounds to the 35 at Johnson County Central.
Yeah, you know, JCC is probably going to play a little bit softer E here. You're probably going to have some of those 10 to 15 yard under routes that are going to be open. You know, if I'm the JCC coordinator, I'm saying don't let anybody behind you. Just keep everything in front. Let that clock tick.
11 yard pickup of the 35 yard line. Two receivers to near right side this time. Leach takes the snap, dropping, looking, he's got time, he fires over the middle, it's too high, and it's picked off the hand of the receiver. That's got to be Barris Carnegie bringing it back. He makes the interception and a flag down at about the 35-yard line on the return.
I think there's going to be a flag here on JCC's Rivera. I don't know if might have been a block in the back on the return, or maybe a blindside block.
Third interception tonight thrown by the Titans. That one, I thought that hit McQueen in the hand. It was high. I thought he got a hand on it. He just got it up in the air enough that Barris Carnegie was able to grab it and take off running. When he starts up the other way, you better get to wherever he's at in a hurry and hope he's still there.
Yeah, it looked like the pass was a little high, I think. Might have just deflected just off his fingertips and, into those T-backs who are trying to keep everything in front of them.
So the T-Birds now have it at their own 23-yard line to start this drive. 4:28 to go here in quarter number three. Paul Hughes under center. Calling the count in an eye set. Turns and a flag flies as Schuster powers forward across the 25-yard line. Lucas, I'll call the plays for while you run in and grab them yellow flags out of the back box, them fellas.
I see. I'm thinking maybe it's a legal participation. Does HCRS have nine guys on the field?
They might still have nine out there. 1, 2, 3, 4,
yep,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, they still got nine out there. So that will make it. How many yards did you get to that one? 15?
Yeah, it looks like a 15-yarder.
Wow.
I didn't have that one memorized. I'd have to use the cheat sheet if I'm repping a JV game on that one.
Wow, the ball will be moved to the HTRS 38 now, off 39-yard line. Showing blitz are the Titans. Falkus on the right side gives a Schuster a hit. And Schuster powering his way down to around the 35-yard line, a gain of about four.
Helmet's still crunching out there. Riken Dale with the stop. The fullback give right up the middle.
Second down.
Good for about four. Just across midfield now.
Well, JCC be happy just to run Schuster straight up the middle here and eat that clock. To pick up 4 or 5 yards a pop. Turn, hold, he just gives it to Barris Carnegie. He gets to the outside. He turns to the corner. They've got him around the hips, and they're finally able to get him out of bounds over there. But after a first down at the 25-yard line, a gain of 10.
HTRS Titans able to get up on the other side. I don't know. It looks like maybe it was a cramp. Was he grabbing his hammy?
Getting a little cooler out here. Sometimes that can happen to you.
Yeah.
Temperature down to 57 here at Humboldt Power Field right now.
It's a cramp, but it looks like it's in his calf. Yeah. His right calf.
It's on a cramp, it looks like.
And they hurt. They hurt like nobody's business.
Or shin splints.
Clock stop, 3:39 to go in the third quarter. While they're attending to the player, we'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
From the 25-yard line on first and 10 from the Titan 25-yard line, Johnson County Central hands it off to Logan Barris Carnegie, and this time the Titans get that young man bottled up for a loss on the play of about a half a yard.
Second down.
Yeah, it was good to see that there wasn't too much damage over there on the Grand Bay GRS player. He's able to jump right up.
Yeah, as soon as I took a break, he popped right up, which is normal. All right, here we go on second down and 10.5, we'll call it. In the shotgun, Trey Holkus, and he's going to run the right side, and he runs right into a couple of defenders over there. Not much room that time for the defender quarterback.
Left in there, Reckon Davis, big number 72, has been in on a couple of stops here lately. Still playing hard out there.
No gain. Third down, just over 10 yards to go. After three, back at Jug Brown, it's Fall City 20 and Fairbury 14 tonight. Here, 54-22, Johnson County Central with the lead, looking for their second win of the season. Titans trying to stay above 500 now, or get above 500 at 2-2. Here to toss up the right side. Nice defensive coverage back there. Passes where it needed to be, but a defender reached in and hand and got the ball knocked loose from the intended receiver down there.
Rogan Dunlap, the 135-pound freshman on the defensive play for the Titans. Going to make a good play. And
Duncan with the intended receiver down there that time.
Fourth down for
TCT. Now fourth down and 10 from the Titan 25. Punting makes no sense. Teams don't kick. Schuster in the backfield, under center, the quarterback. And did I see a flag go down over there? Runner up the middle, and no, it's going to be Hulk is running now, throwing. He's got his man out of bounds at the 12-yard line. It will be a first down as the pass moves forward to John Duncan. Heck of a play.
Quarterback leads his... hurt. Looks like he's coming out. It looks like maybe a left hip.
Spot the ball here to the 11-yard line. That's a 14-yard pickup and a first down for JCC. It's their first complete pass of this second half. They'll come over the football here. First and 10 at the 11. Line him up in the eye. And that is true. The young man has been kicking off. Now in at fullback, he moves forward for short yardage from the 11. Actually, no gain on the play.
The Titans worthy.
Worthy going low to bring it down at the line of scrimmage.
Worthy is a good football player.
I remember calling his name a lot last year up here at this field.
Yards there and 340 on the ground right now for JCC. Holt use the quarterback. There's a gap right in front of him. He's going to toss the ball back. It's on the ground. There's Carney. He jumps on the football all the way back out of the 21-yard line. A loss of 10 on the play.
Over there.
Loss of 10 on the play, but JCC, even though they've got a healthy lead, they're probably looking at four down territory as well. I don't think they've got a field goal kicker. And, third and 20, third and 21. Also, just probably try to look to get maybe 10 yards here.
Ball's back at the 21. They have to get to the 3, third and 18. All right, Holthus under center. Long count, takes a snap. He drops back. He looks. He throws in the flat to Barris Carnegie. He jumps over one tackler, and the Titans were able to catch his jersey while he was in the air. He is down to about the 12-yard line.
Worthy in there. Leach, good to see Leach back in after the left hip injury. There is a flag down. I wonder if that's going to be a legal man downfield a little too soon on the screen play.
Looks like
a block in the back. Blocking the back on the offense is what the signal I'm seeing is.
Well, we'll take the yardage off my score sheet here. Holkus over having a conversation with the coaching staff over there, Coach Ryan Houghton. Sends a play in. Penalty will move the ball to the Titan 26. third and 23 now. Where he's running back on either side of the quarterback, Hull Hughes. He stands back in his own 31 or 32 here, and I think he's going to let the time expire in the third quarter as the clock is down to 4 seconds to go. That will be our score at the end of three. Johnson County Central, 54, HTRS 22. And we're back in 1 minute on 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter here at Humboldt. Our score is 54-22 right now. The Johns County Central Thunderbirds with the lead. A final score now. Auburn 50, Lincoln Christian 7, 50-7. Auburn with the win. They improved to 4-1 on the air. Here's Holt, he's back, throws a screen pass over the middle. His man has it, 25, makes a move, 20. That's Schuster, into the 10. He is at the 5, and he is into the end zone. Good from 26 yards away on 3rd and 23. Nice play call over there by the JCC sideline.
It was a great play call. HTRS was pursuing hard, and, you know, patience won on that one. Just get the ball out there, get your lineman in front, made one juke for a guy to miss, and just ran, was able to outrun the defender to the end zone.
Auburn's game ended up with a running clock, and we're going to have that here now at Humboldt. Here's the try of the two-point conversion. Holt Hughes throws over the middle, knocked away. Good job there defensively by Hunter Bowling. 60-22, JCC with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn, Weston and Falls City.
After a 9-play, 57-yard drive with a few penalties mixed in there, JCC scores on a Schuster pass, 26-yard pass with 11:48 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 60-22, JCC.
That's about a 38-point spread, isn't it? He's running clock.
Yeah, running clock at 35, right?
That's my recollection. That time, I believe I'm correct.
You are correct.
Here's Terry's kick, and it's down the middle, and it rolls by everybody and into the end zone. Took him a little while to get warmed up tonight, but now those kicks are going. JCC, I think they believe for a moment that a tight touchdown only had a touchdown, but it will not. It'll be a touchback. So the Titans from their own 15 with 11:27 to go in the ball game will come over the football here.
good alert play. I think even if a Titan player touches that ball in play and it crosses the plane in the end zone, I believe they still call that dead for a touchback.
You're the official, not me.
I better check on that one.
Yeah, but I think it's a dead ball. Once it gets in, I think you're right. Here's a handoff to Aiden Worthy up the middle in the fullback. Powered his way out of there, spins away from a tackle at the 25-yard line. And he's brought down inbounds after a gain of 10. Should be a first down for the Titans.
Good lead block, pancake block by Hunter Fry on the play.
First down yardage.
To allow the long run there by Worthy.
You know, after that first drive of the third quarter, the Titans got turned away and had to punt after some penalties. They have not had the ball for only four plays in the second half other than that first drive. There they come over the ball. Flop man to the right. Worthy goes in motion. They'll do an inside handoff where the ball is loose. It's still loose, and I have no idea who's going to have that ball. Titans say they got it back. A handoff on an inside handoff ended up in the hands of McQueen, and we've got a Titan down on the play.
Yeah, with the everyone trying to go for the fumble there. Looks like he maybe got rolled up on. There's a lot of helmets in the corral there.
A lot of players landing on you in that situation. So, players shaking up. Well, they tend to him. No, he's going to get right back up. It's McQueen, who I assumed it was, but you never assume, and got injuries. So McQueen up, walking off the field under his own power.
Good to see that. A similar play happened a couple weeks ago for an old Nebraska lineman from 2014, Nick Gates, who was playing for the Giants, broke his leg, and one of the reports today was it might be career-ending.
That's what I've been hearing. Now, McQueen looks like he's as much disgusted and mad at himself as anything. Second down and 11 now. The clock starts to wind again. Two receivers right. In the pistol. Leach back. He looks. He throws to the right. He's got his man out there, Knutson, I believe, on the far sideline. He'll have about 6 or 7 yards on the play. Nick Knutson with the grab.
Yeah, if you're JTC, you're going to kind of allow that a little bit. You're in the same kind of mentality here. You're probably in a blanket cover three where you're just keeping everything in front of you. See, I don't know if they're playing the deep safety, but at least the two cornerbacks, just keep everything in front of you. That's got to be the goal here.
Eight players on defense. I thought I saw an extra, but I think it was an official. This time it'll be trips to the left. That's the wide side. Leach takes a good snap. Looking pressure. Now throws out here to the flat. Knutson again to the catch. Slips one tackle, and then a whole bunch of T-Birds come after him. He'll have positive yardage, but short of the first down.
Good feet work by Leach there in the backfield to avoid the sack, and a nice play by Barris Carnegie for the tackle to keep him short of the first down and bring it to four.
Gain of about 3 on the play. Fourth down and a couple here for the Titans at their own 34-yard line. They'll put the trip set to the right this time from the left hash mark. And now Leach going to run. He's got some room. He's got a first down, and he'll be up close to midfield where he's taken down.
Good little play there. Just run all the receivers deep. I don't think it was a designed run, but he was able to see the gap there and scramble around to the right side and grab the first down, extend the drive.
Pick up a 5 on the play. He'll make it first and 10. The Titans on their own 39-yard line. 8-man football tonight on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, Humboldt, and Tecumseh. Here's an inside handoff to Aiden Worthy, and he just about got away from the guy who had him around the pads. He'll be down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line, a gain of 6.
JCC, looks like subbing in a couple fellas there. Terry True in. Out is Phil Kaufman.
Line him up quick. Leach. Got a quarterback, going to keep it around the left side. Cuts inside. Good yardage. Inside the 25, and he fights his way down to about the 22-yard line. Being a 12 and a first down.
Stop on the play by that Keegan Jones. Looks like Leach is... Doesn't look like he's running at full strength, but well, he's fighting through it.
Yeah, he's taking some hits tonight in this ball game. Both sides of the ball.
the queen on the left side. He goes in motion. And now back to pass. Looking, throwing for the corner, and it's up for grab, and the ball ends up on the ground. Best shot at it was one of the T-Bird defenders that time.
We've seen Duncan on the defense there. It looks like they both had the ball at the same moment. I think it was Knipson and
Ludeman back there.
It was.
Seven.
Right as they came down to the turf, ball came loose.
Second down and 10 now from the 22. The clock continues to wind here with the running clock. Leach calling the count. McNeely comes across. A late pitch to Worthy. Did a good job to catch the ball and get positive yardage down to around the 18-yard line and pick up of about three for the fullback.
Solid play by Tanner Woods there. It's an option play, and he had to make a decision. He decided to take pitch man, keep contained. Was able to make the tackle.
Third down and seven from the 18-yard line. We'll have the Titans on the air again next week. They'll be down at Fall City to take on St. Hartage Brown Stadium on Friday afternoon. Low snap gets by Leach. He picks it up back at the 30. Is it the 35? He fires the ball up the field, and it's going to be Knutson, the intended receiver, but the ball was out of bounds, incomplete, had he even caught it.
Wyatt Ludeman there, helping up Leach off the turf, exchanging pleasantries with each other. Good sportsmanship.
Fourth and seven now for the Titans here. Like to get another score on the board here if they can. McQueen splits wide to the right. Knutson inside of him and Worthy inside of him and a trip set. Back looking to the quarterback. He throws over the middle and he's got a man, Aiden Worthy, with the catch and the end zone. I'm not sure how those two young men got as wide open as they did, but that will be a teaching point on the film on Monday.
Yeah, Jake, you see a couple D backs kind of looking at each other. I think they got crossed up. I don't know if there's a crossing pattern, but looks like they were kind of discussing what went on there and ended up the Worthy was wide open in the end zone.
And they'll tell more about it. Coaches will go, boys, can't do that. 2-point try, and Leach drops. He throws, and it is good. Caught over there on the far side. And I believe Knutson with the catch once again, Nick with the grab. 60-30, our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn and Fall City. DJ Kertasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
With all the scoring drives we've had today, that was the longest one. 11 plays, 65 yards, capped off by an 18-yard pass from Leach to Worthy. The two-point conversion was good, with 4:55 left in the fourth, 60-30, JCC over HTRS.
Duncan, you have a second scoring sheet yet?
I did. I've run out of room. I'm moving on to number two.
Here's a short kick, and I think they're going to have offsides against the Titans as they try the onside kick here. Official says, I'm thinking, Lucas, I've been doing this a couple of years now. I am pretty sure I've seen more penalties on kickoffs tonight than any other game I've ever witnessed. A lot of kickoff penalties.
Yeah, and I don't think I've seen any of them for offsides, which is usually kind of...
One right there on the onside.
That's usually the one that they're usually flagged for, and it took all game to get one.
So the Titans will line it up again back to the 25 now. Ready? 4:55 left, and they're going to boot it away after all this time. Down to the 15-yard line, coming up the field with the football for the Thunderbirds. That is going to be John Duncan. Duncan will be out across the 30-yard line. It looks like about the 31-yard line. So once the ball is snapped, we'll get that running clock going again here at Humboldt tonight. 60-30 is our score. Thunderbirds leading the Titans here.
I don't think so. I think it's within 30 now. So
does it stop?
I think so.
Oh,
I don't think it's stopped.
You're right. Once the rule is in play, it doesn't go back. That's right. That's right. Thank you. I learned a couple things from you. That's good.
Don't tell anybody that. First and 10 from the 31-yard line. And, oh, we've got a whole different bunch of players up in here now. Right up the middle goes a running back. Holkies was in there at fullback, carrying the football over Johnson County Central that time is going to be Tanner Woods, a junior. Tanner picks up about 4 yards on the play.
Second down.
Good run right up the middle. 334 yards tonight on the ground for the Thunderbirds. Come back over the football. Woods will dot the eye. Watching for the back judge to start his count. It is the senior quarterback, Holt Hughes. Holt Hughes snaps it. Woods straight forward. Nothing doing this time. Nowhere to go.
Recently, I think last year was the first year they did it, but usually it was a 25-second play clock, and you'd usually have to count, you know, 5 or 6 seconds before you spot the ball, but they've just moved that to a 40-second play clock now. The 25-second play clock will be implemented after special teams or penalties or other situations like that, but generally speaking, the back judge will put his hand up when there's 10 seconds left, and then it'll start counting at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 with the motion.
It's now 3rd and 6. Holtius back. Holtius to throw. He's got a man at the 30, the 25-20, and headed down the sideline and sailing into the end zone for a touchdown. Once again, John Duncan, the senior, makes the catch, and he will go 45 yards for the touchdown.
Generally speaking, you probably are going to just run the ball, but, you know, if HTRS is packing the box, it was, you know, it's a good little pass play there. Getting the score on the board.
193 yards in the air to go with 334 on the ground. Now the Thunderbirds have 66 points up on the board. Now they're going to try for the two-point conversion here. Get a different quarterback in there. And toss it back. And able to run it in for the two-point try is going to be Tanner Woods, a freshman, a junior. He gets it in there for the try. We got a flag. Nobody's moving. Block below the waist on the Thunderbirds. Our statue would have ran out of room for penalties tonight as well, I'm pretty sure.
Now there's been a few out there.
This is going to be now a two-point try from the 18-yard line. So we can catch who the quarterback is now for the Thunderbirds. I believe it is C.J. Rennie, 130-pound sophomore. Clock is stopped on the extra point try here. All right, Rennie will bring him over the ball. Eye set. Call the count for the 18. Back he looks. He fires for the left corner of the end zone. He's got it in, and it's off the fingertips down there. Intended at the field for Keegan Jones, who couldn't quite hang on to it. 66-30, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn Falls City bring you the recaps of our scoring. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Western Falls City.
45-yard pass from Holcuse to Duncan makes it 6, and the two-point conversion was no good, makes it 66-30 JCC on a three-play 49-yard drive. 3:13 left to go in the fourth quarter.
The Titans will receive the football here on the kick. And we'll be ready to go here in just a second, I believe. Sacred Heart wins tonight over Johnson Brock, 36-20. And True to kick it away. And the ball roll around, bounced around, finally picked up back there. I believe that's Worthy with it. And Aiden Worthy is out to the 25-yard line.
Worthy picks up the kick.
And here we come. Now we're getting all the right players left.
5-yard line.
Maybe. Here we go.
If there's any subs coming in here, then I can...
I think I'm going to grab a different roster here. Because I think we might have a few. We'll see.
Jackson.
Coach Caleb Lemke, he's going to put some different players in here. Let's see. All right. Nope, that's McQueen in motion. And Leach keeps it option to the right side, picks up 5, maybe 6 where he's taken out of bounds on the far side.
Driven out of bounds by Keegan Jones. In for some of the subs here. It looks like we've got D-back Jackson Houghton.
He picks up.
Sergio Ballas? Yes.
I wrote it. Where did I write it down? That is Sergio Baez. Second down and 4 now for the Titans. They'll come over the football here with 1:50 to go and the clock winding. Shotgun set for Leach. Takes the snap, drops, good protection, fires it up long, and just off the fingertips again. Nick Knutson back there deep. He got free and could have had 6 that just couldn't connect.
Jersey Graham, 145-pound freshman, was on the coverage.
Fall City leading Fairbury 28-20 with 3:09 to go in that game back at Jack Brown. Trips left for the Titans on 3rd down and 4 here. Brant Leach calls the count. He is caught and he is thrown down for a loss on the play of about 6. Good defense there by JCC.
Tanner Woods in for the quarterback on a little lightning blip on the left side. Like maybe linebacker position.
Titans will be going for it here on 4th down and 4, the final 40 seconds of a broadcast here tonight. Game winding down here with this running clock.
Also in for JCC at defensive line, Gabe Burkle.
Trips right. 4th and 10. Leach back, excellent protection, loads and fires it up the field into double coverage and incomplete, intended back there for Knutson again. And the ball just came up short of its intended target, and it goes over to JCC. The clock will continue to run, and that's your ball game. Your final score, 66-30. T-Birds improve their season record now, getting their second win of the year. They're 2-3, and HRS is also now 2-3. We'll come back and wrap up the score of this ball game after this 2-minute timeout on TTN. Sunny 101.3.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Power Field. I'm John Nixon with Lucas Freshwater tonight. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds have defeated the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans by a final score this evening of 66-30. Our final numbers for the game brought to you by the Arborist Motor Company in Falls. They've been there since 1951. More than you expect for less than you imagine. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Select new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. Lucas, second half scoring?
Yeah, in the first half there was 9 touchdowns. Going into halftime it was 46-22 JCC. Start off the second half there was a 3-play, 75-yard drive, capped off by a 78-yard run by Holt Hughes with 6:31 left to go in the third quarter. 2-point conversion was good to make it 54-22. JCC with 11:48 left in the fourth, 26-yard pass from Holt Hughes to Schuster on a 9-play, 57-yard drive. 2-point conversion was no good to make it 60-22. JCC, HCRS got on the board in the fourth quarter there with 4 minutes and 55 seconds to go. 18-yard pass from Leach to Worthy on 11-play, 65-yard drive. 2-point conversion to Knutson was good. 60-30 JCC. And the final touchdown of the game was JCC of Holt Hughes to Duncan pass. 45-yard pass, 3-play, 49-yard drive. 2-point conversion, no good. That was with 3:13 left in the fourth, and that brings the final score 66-30 JCC or HCRS on homecoming night.
I don't know what I've done here, but I've lost all of my, there they are, I've lost all my numbers. So the number of the game, we're going to check in Georgia because the homecoming festivities is going to begin here in just a couple minutes. Battle of the quarterbacks tonight for Johnson County Central, Trey Holthus, their senior quarterback. I've got him 14 rushes tonight, 221 yards and 3 touchdowns in the ball game. 5-9 passing, 193 yards and 3 more touchdowns in the ball game tonight for Trey Holthus. For Humboldt Table Rock Center, Brant Leach, their quarterback tonight, 7 of 29 passing, 163 yards a game, 4 touchdown passes with 3 interceptions that were hurtful in the ball game, not all his fault, and he also ran the ball pretty well in this ball game. JJ McQueen, 8 Worthy, good nights as well, and for the first half. Or in the ball game also, Logan Barris Carney, good night, running the football, catching the football for JCC.
Yeah, I thought he was the best player on the field today.
He's just got that burst of speed, shiftiness, able to find the holes. They fed him the ball, you know, when it mattered. You know, this was a close game there with 6:45 left to go in the second. It was 22-16. HCRS had just scored to put it in one possession. And then that's when you saw a lot of Burris Carnegie kind of took over. He had a couple touchdowns, a couple long runs, and that really opened up the game after his second touchdown there. Opened up 46-16 with 1:17 left to go in the first half, and you know that's a gap that's hard to close on.
It is, especially you get that running clock going late in the ball game like that. It really shuts down your opportunities to come back and win the ball game. So, final score 66-30, Johns County Central with the win in the ball game. Fall City Fairbury tonight, 28-20, back at Jug Brown, and Sacred Heart win an important battle in the district. In their opening district game, they beat Johnson Brock in a 4-8 matchup there tonight. Sacred Heart 36 and Johnson Brock 20. We'll have HCRS of Fall City Sacred Heart next Friday afternoon, kickoff at 2:30 on Jug Brown on sister station KTNC. We'll also have Fall City and Lincoln Christian that night on KTMC as well, and on Sunday 101.3 next week, Bound City at East Atchison to take on the Wolves. So that's going to wrap it up from here tonight for Lucas Freshel and for our studio engineer, Chance Link. Tonight, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. A few light showers or sprinkles are possible in the area this evening, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows will drop to 48 degrees and winds become light. Saturday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the middle to upper 70s. Winds west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear. Lows fall back to 57. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Sunday, lots more sunshine, summer-like as well, as highs approach 91. Wind southwest, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Sunday night, clear, lows head down to 64. Wind south, 5 to 15, higher gusts again possible. Looking ahead to Monday, sunshine remains in the forecast. Summer-like again with highs approaching 90. And then lows make it down to around 61 on Monday night. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in Southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in Southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
At DeKalb, success never rests. But neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield, featuring exclusive genetics.